The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. And opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cane. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Welcome everyone to Black Talk. Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave Ren, aka Dave from LA, and today is Monday, May the 9th, 2016. And we have a live show for you today, and we're going to kick that off momentarily. But before we do that, I was listening to my brother, my man, the great Scotty, talking about, and he was one that said that was wondering if the Clinton presidency would be worse than the Trump presidency. I'm going to tell you, this is something that I had been talking about from the very start. I had always called them nothing more than political serial killers, and they would be even worse than many that you had in the past. But because of the position that we choose to continue to follow the leader that leads us to leaderless movement, into frivolous and meaningless movements, we follow right along with them, thinking that they are a part of our overall history and our overall struggle here in this country. You're out your mind. You don't know who they really are. And if you want to know, check out what happened to Ron Brown. Check out what happened to many of the people. So, Scotty was one that talked about it, but we talked about it from a long, long time ago also, that this, and because I don't engage in that, because I'm a political atheist. I don't engage in that type of stuff, but I do know this, that would be just worse than a Bush, in my opinion, worse than a Bush or worse than so many others. So, but it's up to you. Do what you want to do. Support who you want to support while the rest of us continue to do what is realistically viable for our overall collective movement in gaining some real prosperity that has been lost in executing our overall sovereign and self-determining rights. But those people, you continue to deal with them, they will continue to give you what you have. They're nothing more than snakes in the grass that always bite, and they're filled with enough venom, for multiple generations. So that's all up to a lot of people that consider themselves in the know and consider themselves trying to help our people, but there is nothing that has been done because our people haven't decided individually to help themselves first and foremost, and then collectively move from there outside of assistance from someone that has always been oppressing you. So, yes, Scotty, I'm with you, and I'm with the sister that wrote that article. This would be far, far worse, but it doesn't really matter because the whole setup and the whole script has already been written. But the thing is that that doesn't mean that we have to actively participate in the scenes that they will have from the different acts. So, just wanted to say that. But hey, let's get into today's show. But before we could do that, let's go to the business at hand. The most important thing is Black Talk Radio Network has a crowdfunding campaign that you can go to and see crowdfunding at Black Talk Radio Network Crowdfunding Digital Black Media. This is all a part of the Black Talk Media Project that is going on as we speak right now, where you can actually donate your energy, the labor of your energy, to the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project by contributing donations and making financial contributions to the network at the crowdfunding campaign. And the different options they have, we have three options that you can do, and this is going to sustain and keep the radio station growing and moving and bringing you new black media for the new millennium, which is, that's the slogan for Black Talk Media Project. That's what it's all about, and we need you to consider and to know and to consider us as being viable enough for you to actually give some of the labor that you engage in daily, the labor of your energy, in order to energize and to continue to support this network. I like to say, as you all know, is that we can't always eat the fruit. At some point, at some time, you need to feed the roots, and that's what Black Talk Radio Network is, and all of the programs that are brought to you are here where the demographics have been you. The empowering, the liberating, the self-determining, the sovereign, and the self-governance of yourself and the people that are like you. And if you really look at it, it all starts from us. And everyone else in the world is waiting for us to take the rightful place that we should be taking. And Black Talk Radio Network, Black Talk Media Project, is one of those vehicles to get us more on target as to where we should be going. So you can make your contributions, you can make your donations to Black Talk Media Project at the crowdfunding campaign at Black Talk Radio Network Crowdfunding Digital Black Media. And the first option that you can engage in for making a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less, all donations and contributions are priceless and are truly appreciated. You can make a contribution via PayPal, or you can send a check or money order to, make the check or money order out to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, and the zip code is 28120. That is, once again, if you're going to send a check or a money order, make it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina. Zip code is going to be 28120. And with that one-time contribution of $24.99 or less, you will receive monthly statistical performance reports of the radio station and social media operations via email. So that's for any donation or contribution that you make for $24.99 or less. Next one, another great option, one I think that we all should engage in, is making a one-time contribution or donation of $25 or more. In addition to receiving everything that you will receive in option one, the emails for the statistics and the social media, you will also receive a free Black Radio Station Matters T-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. If you would like to receive two T-shirts, all you would have to do is give donations or contributions in the increments of $25. So for two T-shirts, you would get $50. For three T-shirts, you would get $75. For four T-shirts, you would give $100. And those T-shirts are being shipped out. Scotty had gave us an update last week on some of the sizes and some of the things that he planned on doing, and he will continue to update us on the different options and where they are in shipping and everything else. So they are still going out, but there were some T-shirts that were actually bought out. He ran out of those. So just be patient. If there's a size that you need, that's not there, don't worry about it. You won't be forgotten or you won't be left behind. You will receive your T-shirt. Next option, option three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports and your free Black Radio Station Matters T-shirts as an appreciation gift, you will be eligible to receive gifts. And we eligible to receive gifts as an appreciation for your financial support and contribution to Black Talk Media Project. And just make sure that you give the corresponding size for each T-shirt that you will be receiving. That way, everything will fit and you will have exactly what you've been ordering. So that is the different options that you have. Option one, $24.99 or less. Option two, $25 or more, one-time contribution, and you receive a T-shirt, a free Black Radio Station Matter T-shirt for every $25 interval of contribution or donation that you make, or become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. And when you do that, you'll actually receive your Black Radio Station Matters T-shirts, and you will be eligible for gifts that the radio station will have from time to time. So this is a very, very needed. This is an opportunity for you all to actually engage in it. And it's something that we all have to do in order to maintain our overall direction with Black Talk Radio Network, so that it will be here and the programs that you enjoy and that you've learned so much from continue to be here. So you have a great opportunity to help this network grow. And also tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network so it can grow that way. And also, if you have any events that you're going to this summer, this spring, that you think that Black Talk Radio Network could benefit from, let the different organizers of those programs, of those actual events know, and reach out to Black Talk Radio Network and see what can be done as far as featuring Black Talk Radio Network, or have some of your own events. Have an event where you have 25 people to the house and you're just going to come up with some things that you would like to talk about, see if, you know, some of the program hosts would be available to actually come in and talk to your group, even from a conference call or from however would be. That would be great, and I think that would be something that would be very, very meaningful, and you know, that would actually highlight and benefit Black Talk Radio Network. But you know, this is just something that I'm coming up with, but you definitely would have to reach out to Scotty to see what that event is and how it's what your plans were, and everything, and work out the logistics from that. Maybe you can have just a private talk with some of the hosts from Black Talk Radio Network, and you know, could be a small fee you could pay to the network, and see if those the different people would be willing to engage in conversation and dialogue with you and your group. That is something that I'm willing to do. So you just have to make sure it's good for my schedule, your schedule, and everyone's schedule, and it's good for Scotty, and then see where that goes, and that'll work out great, because that will benefit the overall network. So just wanted to put that out there, just some food for thought and something to throw around. So now, with that being said, also go to Tando Radio Show on our Facebook page and check out some of the articles that we have posted there, and some of the ones that are actually, one second, getting there myself, some of the articles that I thought were meaningful this weekend that wanted to bring to your attention. There was a couple of really good ones, and I would just say this about Tando Radio Show. You can find us for the time being on Facebook at Tando Radio Show, and that's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. You could find us there and check out some of the articles that we posted there. Now let me pull this up real quick. Let me get to Tando very quickly and pull up some of the articles that are there. So we posted some really good articles. If you have any questions or comments, you can reach us there. And definitely, if you you know, while you're there, check out the page, like the page, share the articles, make comment there, whatever you would like to do. That's why it's there, for you to actually see some of the articles that are posted and what's going on in the world. And I think that's very, very crucial and important to our overall growth individually and collectively as people. So let's check out, let me just pull this up, let's check out some of the articles. But while I'm doing that, let me talk about a couple of things that you can still, you can also engage in. If you're interested in supporting a black-owned business that has a great product, go to Uncle Fat Seasoning. This stuff is great. It will actually bring out the great flavors in pretty much any and everything that you make, and you can, everything that's there with Get Uncle Fats is all natural product. It has herbs and spices and minerals that the natural minerals that the body needs, and this is something that we need to definitely reintroduce our overall system to, is having the absolute best form of food and minerals, vitamins, in order to have a natural body functioning in a natural way instead of all of this synthetic stuff that's just totally destroying us all. So you can get Uncle Fats. This stuff is really good. I use it myself. The whole family does. Absolutely love it. It just enhances the flavor of all the food, and it is, you know, good for your whole system, your body. So this is something that I think you should definitely try. And once you try it, you'll absolutely love it. And you can actually get it from, it's a small black business, you can actually get it by emailing getunclefats@gmail.com. That's getunclefats@gmail.com. Reach out to them and they will contact you and will give you the pricing and ship it off to you. And you will be quite pleased that you have engaged in that, because the stuff is really, really good. So with that being said, that one. Also, we have, 1 second. Also, we have, if you're interested in buying precious metals, we are happy to announce that Prosperity Mint is up and running, fully functioning. And you can go to Prosperity Mint, www.prosperitymint.com. That's www.prosperitymint.com. And if you would like to purchase the precious metals, the five investment grades of precious metals, you can do that there. You can get gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and rhodium. If you're interested there, you can go there. Check us out. Any questions or any comments, leave it there. They will definitely reach out to you and see whatever and meet your needs for your overall precious metal, so that you can get some real money in your life, because this is so important in today's world. And one of the things, you know, with Scotty's drop, it talks about how the people, America didn't want the people to have, and that is so true. But why? Because that brings you power like you've never had before. It makes you relevant. It makes you economically relevant, where no matter what someone else tries to do to disenfranchise you, it won't work. It can't work. They will become irrelevant if they try. You become even stronger. There's a lot of reasons why. So if you are interested in purchasing some of your precious metals, I would say definitely go there. Patronize us, you know, at prosperitymint.com. So, okay, so with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news today. So let's go to some of the articles. Number one, I put this one. This one came from the Washington Examiner, and I said, telling you before they do it. Kerry slams Trump's wall, tells grad to prepare for a borderless world. What do they mean by that? A borderless world. Yeah, right. This is all a setup. So check out that. And check out that article. Really good one. Next one. This one comes from Superstation 95. And it is Mount St. Helens rumbles. So that is one. The whole globe is ringing like a bell. Next article comes from YouTube. Oh man, this is a really good one. I meant to forward it to Brother Brother Davis and Sister Davis. This one is the six tones of creation, and it says God's healing frequencies. Well, check out that. Those are really some really cool tones that are there. Check those out. Next article. This one is a really good one. It comes from Bloomberg, and it says Duncan Miller loads up on gold, saying bull market exhausted. Check out that article talking one of the world's largest investors. Stan Duncan Miller, the billionaire investor with one of the best long-running track records in money management. You know, there's a lot of sovereign wealth funds and a lot of individuals that are actually running into the confidence and the assurances and the insurance that the precious metals bring, that being gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and rhodium. So check out that if something that you need to actually do for yourself while you still can, because at some point there's only a finite amount of some of the precious metals, and the more intrinsical ones are really limited in nature because the earth just doesn't produce them, and they've exhausted and consumed some of the strategically critical ones. So get your precious metals from Prosperity Mint. Next article. This is a really, really important one. And I said, getting worse day in and day out. Now the government will have to bail out the fund. Shaking my head. Treasury Department rejects Teamsters' central state proposal to cut retirees' benefits. The Treasury Department on Friday rejected a proposal by the Teamsters' central state pension. And what they did was saying that what they wanted to cut out from the Teamsters' pensions was not viable. But see, there's a trick to it all. That means the U.S. government is going to have to bail out the Teamsters, which are in at a great deficit pension-wise. Their pension deficit is enormous. And it's not only theirs, it's everyone. And it was made worse last Monday when Puerto Rico defaulted. We're going to talk about that real quick in the news for the day before we get to the overall show. Next article, huge one for the demise of the U.S. dollar being used as the only petrol state or the premier hegemony for exchanging oil, the dollar hegemony for exchanging oil throughout the world. The rest of the world is not going to engage in that, and they're going to say, well, you know what, America, if you love your dollar so much, you can have them all. Here's enough for you to choke on them for the rest of your time, and the impoverishment and the poverty that it will bring to us all will be choking. So here's the article from Bloomberg. Putin's decade-old dream realized as Russia to price its own oil. One more time. Putin's decade-old dream realized as Russia to price its own oil. And we're going to talk about this later this week and the significance of it. This is huge. And they're going to price their own oil, and they're not going to use the dollar. They're going to use the ruble. And they are going to engage with other countries by trade absent of the dollar. This is going to make you instantly poor as it continues to move on, because the money supply that is outside of the country is greater than the one that's here. So now you're going to have all of the debt that you have here on your own, then toppled with all of the outside global currency of the M3 money supply is going to return to you. This is what is going to make you instantly impoverished. Regardless of how many dollars you have, you will be broke. So that was the trick with the whole thing. They gave you the magic of the dollar and currency, but the dollar and currency cannot sustain itself. It never has, nor will it ever will. So check out that article. Next article says, and this one came from MishaTalk.com. Showdown. In a leaked letter, IMF tells Germany, debt relief for Greece or the IMF drops out. This fight is going to, we're going to see this in a little bit. The fight is going on, like I always said, is going to be the EU that goes before the U.S. dollar loses its significant position. So here it is. Next one. Big story of yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yes, yesterday. And this one comes from the BBC.com. Greece passes tax and pension reform. Now, this is the key. In order for Greece to get the bailout cash and capital, they needed to add more austerity to the overall general population. And the austerity measures are going to come in by way of increasing taxes and cutting pensions. And that's exactly what the Greek government did yesterday. And this is the significant part of it. Remember the article where that the people, the government and the people were only getting 5% of the bailout packages that they received before. Guess what that means? That doesn't tell you how much of the percentage the people received. You know it's less than 5%. And you can almost guarantee that it's probably less than 1%. This is going to be the model, and this model is not just being played out in Greece. It's going to speed up in Puerto Rico, which is going to speed up you. The policies that they're going to throw on you. The austerity measures that they will be throwing on you. When? Already has happened. How long before you really see it? To even the person that is in denial of it all sees it? I'm not quite sure, but I know it's closer today than it was yesterday. And because of that, it makes me prepare every day. Every day. So check out that article. Very, very telling, important one. Next one, 80 countries just slammed the U.S. over a habit of bombing hospitals. And this comes from the anti-media. The purge, everyone. Everyone is going to say that the ubiquitous fraud of the United States is the pariah and the virus of the whole planet. And it's time to do away with them in all forms, politically, socially, religiously, economically, in all forms of geopolitical forms. And that is the form. And do it by force if necessary, and that is going to be the case. And this is where you're going to have GNW1, not World War III, GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1. Next article. Comes from themilitary.com. American troops in Yemen signal deepening U.S. involvement in the Middle East. Of course. Next article comes from oilprice.com. How debt links energy and the economy. Really, really good article. Check out that one. Next article. And this one comes from, where does this come from? Zane Gardner. Digital deception. Can you trust what you see? Check out that article. Really good one. Next one. I like this. This one was a YouTube video from Alan Watts. What if when we die, we wake up? Check out that one. Really good one. Next article comes from RT, Russia Today. What the heck does natural food mean anyway? Tell the FDA, Federal Death Administration, I mean Food and Drug Administration. I think I got it right the first time, Federal Death Administration. Check out that article. Next one, comes from Sputnik. This is why the Navy overhyped its concerns with Russia's new nuclear sub. Global war is at hand, ladies and gentlemen. Next article, also from Sputnik. Middle East leaders give up on Obama. Turn to Putin. Tells you where it is. Next article from Sputnik also. China serious about becoming the next cyber superpower. Then this is a major story right here. From Sputnik News also. Iran's beaver threatens to close the Strait of Hormuz. And if that happens, there's no oil that's moving throughout the whole, a significant portion. A lion's share of the oil that travels around the world will be cut off if that happens. Next article comes from RT. Is a video, a YouTube video, and it says Goldman Sachs hawks militarizing space as an investment. Let me tell you why this is. I'm going to talk about this later. There's a reason why they want to militarize space. And it's, believe me, it has everything to do with furthering controlling over you and something by resources. I'm going to talk about this later. Very, very telling. Check out that article. But hey, you know what? We got to get ready for a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, we'll finish the couple of articles that we have. You know, on Mondays, we have a whole lot more. Then we're going to get into today's show with my man, Brother Braggs, that is waiting for us. So just hold on. Stand by. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. It's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And when we come back, we're going to get back into some of these articles that I think you really should be checking out and see what they're saying for the overall purpose of you and your family and our community being prepared for what's at hand and what will be put before us so that we can strategize and react to it in a way that puts us at a position of advantage instead of a position of disadvantage. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketslivinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show. Got something on your mind? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-PAM. Hit *61 at any time to signal the host. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. We got a live show for you today, Monday, May the 9th, 2016. We're going to hurry up and just run through these articles that we have, what's in the news, so that you will know. Then we're going to get to my man, Brother Braggs, that's waiting for us all, and that's going to be today's show. So next article that we posted there comes from the Business Insider. Hackers show us how to break into the grid, and it was shockingly easy. Why is that? Setting you up to tell you before it happens. Completely. Completely. And that is one thing that you, that is like one of the worst case scenarios for an overall detriment, a detriment to our overall sustainability and overall state of well-being here globally and here in the United States, especially in the United States, because they're so vulnerable to it. If and when the grid ever goes down, all bets of anything that you've done is off, because we are so reliant and so dependent on it. We don't know the old ways of how to even, we don't even have young people in today's society, the millennials and younger, we don't even have young people that can tell time on an analog clock. We don't even have young people that can look at a clock, an analog clock, and tell the time. And this, my friends, is deadly, because we've become perfectly set up to be trapped and perfectly set up to be put in a position of complete disadvantage. Because once that grid goes down, all bets are off. And the overall ramifications of that could be great, but the challenge of that will be even greater. Even greater. So Check out that article. Next one. This comes from the LA Times. Controversial vaccinees documentary, Vaxxed, comes to LA area Friday. So check out that. It talks about the vaccinations, what they're really all about. Next article, really good one. U.S. Treasury defaulted on bonds issued Puerto Rico. Now, this is a critical because we talked about earlier on one of the articles that we were talking about. We were talking about Greece. Let me tell you what really happened. When Puerto Rico defaulted on their bonds on Monday, it was the U.S. It was another case of the United States in default because the United States was the guarantor of those loans. And I was telling the group that we trade with this morning was that it's just like if you co-sign for someone on their car note. If they don't make the payment, the loan is not in default. But when you as a guarantee don't make the payment, now the loan is in default. And that's exactly what happened with Puerto Rico, and it's designed for that. And this is going to, let me tell you, Puerto Rico is directly tied to your pension, directly tied to your overall economic sustainability. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean that it's there. Oh, you are so fully fledged, and you are so the counterparty risk for you economically with Puerto Rico is also not only just Puerto Rico, it's Greece and everyone else, because all of these banks are just one big franchise. And this, my friends, is going to cause some real challenges as this continues to develop. And the reason why it's going to develop, because it's going to give those that have created the economy more position of advantage over you to enslave and bond you even further by choice. Why? Because they are going to cut off what you rely on them to provide for you. Anytime you have to go to some person for the sustaining necessities of your life, you are a slave. Plain and simple. Because you're depending on that individual to provide for you. And that individual is going to provide for you at a cost. And their demands are going to be that you serve them. This is where we are. This is where we have been. Slavery never ended. Because they wrote it on a piece of paper. The paper that they wrote it on wasn't worth a darn, just like all paper. It's not worth anything other than the value of the paper it's written on, nor is that promise. They just continue to deceive. So check out that article. Next one. Did you know that thousands of free black people were killed in concentration camps in the United States? This one was set by Brother Braggs. Good article. Now, today's show is a live show, Monday, May the 9th, 2016, open discussion with my man, Brother Braggs. We're talking about the many happenings and the future things to come. Nothing original is created in today's repeated abusive behaviors in history. Put history in parentheses. Due to our daily willingness and failures to create a living legacy of prosperity. A gift squandered is lost potential in a wasteland of capable talent. We have to become our own providers. We have to execute. It's called your free will because it's the only thing that will maintain your freedom, your sovereignty, your self-determination, and your overall prosperity that can be passed down as a legacy through great culture of sustainability. Without it, the only thing that you'll pass down is your burden. You will become the beast of burden that you will pass down as an inheritance to the children that you have yet not named. So, today's show, looking forward to it. Next one, new study finds that baby formula linked to homosexuality. Why would you be surprised about that? So, that's today's show, and those were some of the things that were in the news, so I want to get in right away, but before we do that, at any time, at any moment, you can give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Jump in there and hit once you do that, then hit star 61. I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. We got our man, our brother, our local resident scholar, Brother Braggs is in queue. Brother Braggs, are you there?
Peace, peace, peace. What's up? What's up?
Peace. What's up, Brother Braggs? Just want to thank you, brother, for coming on the show today. A lot to talk about. And, you know, one of the things I love about, you know, having you on the show is because of the extensive research and the extensive history and the extensive look at what's going on in the world that you do. It actually encourages our people to put down the remote and pick up a book, put down the phones and pick up your spiritual frequency. And this is great, you know, with you, Brother Davis, because you both do different things, but it's all about the same. We all have the same objective, but by going about it by different methods. That's so powerful. And so I want to just thank you, Brother Bragg, for coming on the show today. And I'm going to open up the show to my man, Brother Braggs. Brother Braggs, what's on your mind? What you been doing, and what is it that you think that we need to talk about with the people? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave, I just want to start by saying this. First of all, let's remember two things, that this country was not founded by honorable people. Let's start from that premise. From that premise, we'll work our way forward. because basically, you know, the way I've been scrutinizing things lately, I have come to the conclusion in my own small mind, you know what I'm saying? But my mind, my small mind is infinite, but that's another story.
That's right.
This is an ongoing criminal conspiracy, enterprise at every level. Just look around you and you can pick out places. There's a war being waged against people that look like you and me all over the world. I know people always hear people say that, but it's not a joke. This is real. Our young people must know this so that they can take necessary action to protect their lives and move forward in this life. And I hate to start off so serious, but it's serious.
No, it's the truth. And you know, brother, and it's so important that we don't, just because we've heard it and we know it, it's so important that we don't just discard it and have an ennui approach towards it. And this is going on because we refuse to remove ourselves from the ability to be victimized by it all. It's amazing how we want to have freedom given to us by man, because that's the only way that we think that there is only any form of freedom. It has to be given to you by a doctrine. It has to be given to you by a creed. It has to be given to you by a practice.
It's not something that's given. It's born in. All you got to do is take it. Now, if you give it away, that's something entirely different. That's your free will. But if you're tricked into giving away your free will, once you're awakened, then that's a different story. It's time to start building. It's time to re-educate. It's time to find out what's going on around you. Look, I walked through this life. I've seen all kinds of things. A lot of times, I didn't take things to heart, the things that were shown to me. You see, because when we live in our lives, things are so busy around us, we tend to miss the forest for the trees, so to speak.
Yeah.
But once you slow yourself down and start paying attention, you're being assaulted from all sides. Actually, they're making things that are horrendous, they're making them look good to our young people. This is the trick of the TV, the television. All this bad behavior. And it's up to us to change this bad behavior. Even, I was listening to some guys talking about the rap music. Now I'm a hip-hop head, you know what I'm saying?
From
the beginning, you know what I'm saying? I was there at the beginning, you know? So I saw when the music was co-opted by the West Coast, how they took the positive music, because all the images was positive at that time. Cosby was popping. They were rolling at that time in Negro League apparel, Cross Colors, all the black regalia. I'm talking about X Clan. You know, it was popping. I mean, people were on a very high vibration mentally, and we seem to have been prospering there for a minute. And then suddenly, this debauchery with the music came along. All of a sudden, we got cats with their pants hanging down, throwing dollar bills up in the air, screaming, "Yeah, B.I." and all this old crazy stuff. Yeah, pop that, And every time you look at one of these new videos, if you do see one, you see a young man pointing something at you. Understand your psyche seeing this. These young people, this is being embedded into them to kill one another. They're being programmed to kill, murder each other, to hate people that look like them. We got to break this curse, because that's what it is. It's actually unmindfulness, a desensitization of the humanity that should be within.
Wow. Well said.
You know, I don't know when you start hurting your brother, you know what I'm saying? It's like looking in the mirror and striking out at yourself. You only hurt yourself when you kill your brother. You, matter of fact, from the point that you destroy your brother, your life just ended. Is it worth that? I mean, you want somebody else's business. You don't understand. You're under a spell that's bigger than you. But you got to make yourself conscious. We all must be conscious of these. Everything that you see, that you're being programmed to be ultra aggressive, all this Rambo, I'll be Bach, all this crazy mess. Come on now. This is this melodramatic TV nonsense where you got all police, all these mechanized police looking like Rambo, looking like the Terminator with the black gear from, because it's the Saturn. All the black apparel represents Saturn. And I could go a lot of places by ritual sacrifices and all kind of things, but it all goes there. But some things you got to take nice and slow. I don't want to confuse you, because I can go all over the place, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stay focused today. But all I'm saying is, understand the program that's going on around our young people. Be mindful of that temper that rises up in you, that pride that's the striker that your brother in your own life with your no control, because it's, we have always been controlled. We've always been civilized. Since we walked this planet, we were the civilizers of this planet. We have been the heartbeat of this planet. We have been the soul of this planet. You're God's people, born of the sun. Saying, you're a star baby walking around here. And that's another point, our star babies. People, be aware that we have these star babies born all around us. When your little grandbaby's born, pay attention to your babies. To see, once they identify the star babies, these people are going to take them out your grasp.
Yeah, you want to identify the Jews. One second, you know, because you're making a great point, Brother Braggs, and this is one of the reasons why also there is a heavy, heavy depopulation push within our community, so that those star babies will not come to existence.
Exactly. Almost like the Pharaoh and the firstborn. It's the same principle. Now, it might sound erroneous to you, but think about it. We got people, just think of any major thing that's going on right now that's being invented, is being invented by a black mind. You're not cognizant of that because they don't want you to know these kind of things, like who can made the laptop, the cell phone, alarm systems. This is all you're doing, black people. You're a genius. You're having these geniuses. They're walking amongst us. Some of them are the cornerstones that have been rejected. You know, so you got to be mindful of these black babies around us. Take care of our treasures, because that's our real treasures. Because that's going to be the liberation of all of us.
And you know, Brother Braggs, and when you really think about it, the real threat to our overall legacy is our refusal to get back to the way we were originally designed to live and to be.
Yes, sir.
That is the real problem. That is the real problem. Because it doesn't matter.
The gangsters. That wasn't us. We weren't the gangsters.
No.
We weren't the killers. This is manufactured, put upon us. They took the God and made him a nigger. I want you to understand what I'm saying. They took the godly person and turned him into a devil walking on earth. Turned him against himself, made him hate himself, make him kill himself, make him kill his own image. Come on now. You can't see the psychological. Come on now. You got to be with me on this right here.
Yeah.
This is game changing, right?
Yeah.
When you start making these young people see what the problem is, this crazy music. Now, it's in the food, too. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of things at work here. We got food that's making men turn into women. You know, they spray stuff in the air that makes you ultra-aggressive, that make you snap. And they go to certain parts of the country, and they spray stuff, and then they have activity in those places. This stuff is nothing new. Hitler was doing the same kind of things. When you hear about meth, Hitler was using meth. He was giving them stormtroopers meth. That's why they was running through the countryside, man, murdering, man, because they didn't have no soul. You put drugs like that in people, they don't have soul. Just so when they sprinkle stuff on you don't know, sometimes if you jump angry and that's not your nature, you should dig yourself like, oh, maybe I should back off and dig myself for a minute because I might not be operating as myself.
Yep.
And then sometimes you need to stand back and watch how people operate around you. Sometimes all hell breaks loose from little enough, you'd be like, wow, what madness is this? But it's not madness. Things are being orchestrated around you, you don't understand. But once you're aware of stuff, then you'll start paying attention, then you will understand. Now, I don't try to be no man. All I want you to do is be aware. That's it. Once you're aware, I've done my job, because you're going to do your job, because once you become aware, you start paying attention to things and seeing things. And I can't really explain. I heard Dave say something, him and a young man the other day. My whole life I have known things that I couldn't explain why I knew. But what I would try to do was substantiate the things that I thought that I knew. But guess what? 90% of the times I can substantiate the things that I say my ancestors give this stuff to me. Send me to the stuff.
Right.
Send me the things that other people don't see.
Yep.
So my job is to share it. Once I share it, I'm off. I'm not trying to convert anybody. I'm not trying to beat anybody up. I'm just sharing with you what I know, and I'm done. That's all I could do.
And you know, the people that listen to Black Talk Radio Network, this isn't the condemning of you, unless you know you're the individuals that actually propagate and uphold the status quo. Well, then you know you're really the more of a threat than the actual ones that are putting in the program. The ones that will accept it and deliver it are the ones that are more threatening than the ones that created it. So, but the people that listen to this show, and this is why we appreciate and I appreciate you, Brother Braggs, because now what we need to do is start to know different things so that we can start to bring out what has already been in us. You talked about the brother that called, and exactly it. He said a key thing. It's like I always known. And that is so true. Every single one of you have always known. It was just that you were taught to suppress it. And the more you suppress it, the more you become a sellout to yourself. Because you are compromising your morality for someone else's agenda. And
hey
this
guys,
is what
can I make a point?
Is possible. Yeah, of course, Scotty. What do you mean, can you make a point? Of course.
Well, to your point, I saw an article today that say the DSM will now list those who do not conform to what the system, the people in charge of the system, the so-called leaders and whatnot, if you're not willing to conform, they're listing that as a mental illness. It's in the DSM. For those that don't know what that is what a book psychiatrists use to list mental illnesses and diseases. So now nonconformity is going to be a mental illness. Now think about where that can lead to. You know, the FEMA camps, or
we must comply. Hitler nonsense,
yeah,
right there.
Exactly.
We must comply.
Exactly.
You must comply.
Exactly.
And the next thing is they start trying to ostracize you to make you fit in. You know,
wait, hold on, one second, gentlemen. Hold on, one second. Scotty, so you mean to tell me that we crazy? I'm gonna tell you what. I accept myself as am, and I'm glad Scotty brought this up, because this is telling about where things are going to be going. And I'm going to tell you what Scotty is telling you is that they're going to try to scare you, and they're going to try to punk you, and they're going to try to get you to cower, and they're going to pay you to compromise yourself, then they're going to threaten you to compromise yourself, then they're going to punch you to compromise yourself. And then if that doesn't work, then they're going to try to kill you to compromise yourself. And guess what? By that time, none of that matters, because you've already won if you withstand all of that. Because guess what? They will be wasting their energy and you will continue to live. Scotty's telling you that they're going to change some things up to where they're going to now have to evaluate if you're crazy or not by if you will comply. Remember the T-shirts is all over the place? Obey, 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 obey. That wasn't just a coincidence. That was a part of the whole program. You know how your local church and your local school always tells you to stand in line and do this, and it's all done from a base of fear? Let me ask you something. How can a God of love create an opportunity for you to go to hell? Doesn't happen, folks. That's the lie to keep you scared. Doesn't happen. The hell that you create is by you not living the way that you were designed to live. It will bring about all forms of mental illness. It will bring about all form of strife. It will bring about all forms of confrontation with everything around you, and you will be walking a living hell. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Scotty.
No, that's all I had. I just wanted to share that. I thought it was interesting because, you know, it, like you always say, they always tell you first before they do it. And so,
yep.
you know, the establishment, the powers that be or whatnot, they look at the psychiatric field as, you know, legitimate, so to speak, even though we know they make up diseases like, you know, ADHD, you know, to get to and then yeah. subscribe you drugs to make you a drone. So I just thought that, you know, that kind of like was going along with what you guys were saying, you know, again.
It
know,
definitely
you
is.
You dare to be an individual.
2.3 million girls in Kenya given vaccinations supposed to be for tetanus, then they find out the vaccinations have been tainted with HPV. And this stuff spontaneously aborts babies, and it can work for up to 3 years. Now, you think that's a mistake? Do you think something like that is a mistake?
And see, that again shows how they can apply this.
There's a couple of top organizations, health organizations involved in that, too. And I'm just sitting back. I mean, come on now.
Hold on one second, Brother Brad. Go ahead, Scott. Hold on one second, Brother Brad, because you made a point, and Scotty was going to. Go ahead, Scotty.
Well, again, that's just one of the areas in the area of health where this can be applied to anybody who doesn't submit the vaccinations and whatnot. Well, you're crazy.
Yes.
So we can come in and forcefully vaccinate you and your children. And so just think all the areas, you know. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, guys.
Yep. And that's why Brother Braggs was bring, go ahead, Brother Braggs, finish that point because it's real important.
But you know what? This is like an ongoing thing right here, this point where people being, you know, in California they vaccinated, and also in Mississippi they vaccinated. I'm not talking they not vaccinated, but they sterilized women without their knowledge and
through vaccination.
Just think what that does, man. Just think what that is devastating. So this stuff is not like a coincidence. It's a recurring thing. They keep recurring. They say that they want to do it. They say they're going to do it, and they're doing it right in front of us. We got to be mindful of what's being said and what's being done. And that's all I'm saying. Just be mindful of what's going on around. This is not a game. People are at war with us, and we got to take it seriously. A lot of us don't.
Got to go to a commercial break. Hold on one second. Hold on one second, Brother Brax. Hold that. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Basically, this is the conspiracy agenda. There's no such thing as a conspiracy theory. Only cowards talk about conspiracy theories to walk away and put their head in the sand from reality. You're listening to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Break. Here. No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Give up on my way.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and with us today, we have our special guest, Brother Braggs, and it's just amazing, you know, the different places that Brother Braggs takes us to in order for us to see what's really going on and to look at the choices that we have. And at any time during the show, if you have a question or a point that you would like to make, or if you have a solution to all of this, Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Then hit star 61. I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. I don't like to keep the callers waiting. We'd love to hear from you because a dialogue is more effective than a monologue. So going back to Brother Braggs, Brother Braggs was making some great, great points. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about, and we're going to continue with this from time to time with Brother Braggs. You know, Brother Braggs would like to come on, you know, once a week. That's something that's good for us because it's so much for us to catch up. And then we need to start to remedy the problems. The most important thing is it means nothing if you know what is wrong. Then you become what is wrong because you know you won't do anything to correct it. The most important thing is not to continue the habits of destruction, but to establish the resonance and the overall commitment to building. So we're going to go back to our brother Bragg, that is here with us, and we totally appreciate it. Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother. No, listen, go ahead, brother.
I got a relative. He's on medication. So many of my friends and people in my age range on this medication. Now, I'm not telling nobody I'm taking medicine because I'm not crazy like that. But this is what I will say. I got a relative. He on like 10 medicines. These medicines are making him like, he comes and goes. Sometimes he tight, and other times his medicine be on him, so he's like not there. He's like, he's trying to catch up. He's like behind. He makes him slow. But wow. I have an idea, a suspicion that I'm right, dead on point. If he would knock out about 9 of the medicines, because if you're taking 10 every time you drop a pill, your body's in a hell of a fight. Every time you drop a
an exorbitant
medicine,
right,
runs to fight that. So your body is all over the place fighting, and it's depleting you. It's beating the hell out of you. But you don't really realize this because you're so happy to take the medicine that this man told you to take. Now, my thing is this. My problem with that I have was always been when I was in the army, they'd hand you a whole bottle of pills and say, yeah, take this until it's gone. I'm looking at all these damn pills. Back then, I was about $1.27. I'm like, man, I'm not taking it. I'll take 2 pills in front of that doctor. When I get out of there, I'll trash can that crap. And I found for my life, for me, let my body do what it do. I did let them medicate me, I damn near died from that medicine. The doctor pumped some crap in me that wasn't supposed to, and damn near killed me. And my sisters didn't come and tell them I was allergic to penicillin, they would have killed me. So I stay away from people with their medications because, see, they're practicing. They tell you, this is a practice. So that makes you the guinea pig. So I don't care what people say. I'm not crazy. So they can do what they want. You do what you do, like the other thing that I had a problem with. Sticking this thing up your butt because you're 50 years old. Why some guy be stuck up your butt if nothing's wrong with you? You feel me? Why are you sticking some up your butt if nothing's wrong? Nah, you ain't sticking nothing up my butt. Because there ain't nothing wrong with me. I take good care of myself, so you don't have to stick nothing up my butt. Nothing.
That's right. Yeah. I love Brother Bragg. Now,
look,
you know,
that
thing
that they were sticking at people, but just let me finish. That tool that they were using, that it was some kind of bacteria being stuck on it. A bunch of people were getting infections from that were killing people. Now, they didn't publicize that. This is what I'm saying about reading. I'm a trash reader. I read anything. And that's how you find out a lot of things. Just pick it's in front of you, got print on, read it. It ain't going to hurt you. It ain't going to bite you. Or you might have just read a junk piece. All right, then fire it in the junk pile. But a lot of things just not junk. If you read them, you'd be surprised. The things that you find out by just reading, follow behind these people. And they expect for you not to follow behind them. That's why they put it in print. Look, first of all, the ego is so powerful with these people. Whatever they do, they got to tell. They got to tell you what they did. Otherwise,
yeah,
you know, they can't take it to the grave. They're not like some of us. See, old black people, they take things with them to the grave. They don't tell you jack. And you'd be like, why didn't you tell nobody? But that's how old black people were. Because in the situation they were, they knew how to keep their mouth shut. Because a lot of times, keeping your mouth shut kept you alive. You know, different time. But these people, they brag about what they do. It's the ego. They got to tell somebody. They're going to put it on paper. They're going to memoir. Before they die, they want people to know what they did. So if you start reading stuff, you're going to find all kinds of things.
Well, I love that. I'm a junk reader. That is so powerful. That's one of the things that I think is key and really a great habit to pick up. Become a junk reader. You know, Brother Braggs talked about that we were guinea pigs. But see, and that is so true, because we need to look at what medicine are they practicing. And I'm going to tell you what medicine they're practicing. They're not practicing the medicine to cure. They're actually practicing the medicine of business to ensure that they have more clients filling their overall capacity. They are practicing depopulation, people. Yep. And now the one brother they talked about on 10 medicines, and it'd be good if you get rid of 9. Nah, yep. Get rid of 10, brother, because you can do it. But let me tell you why. Because so many of us don't believe unless God Almighty tells us, and the God Almighty that we think has to tell us has to come from the decree of a man instead of what the great creator God Almighty has already created into existence to bring about the natural process and the healing of your body. We refuse that as, you know what? Oh, that's just speculation. We are so foolishly led on a leash to our destruction. That's what blind faith does. It is the first step to genocide. So get off all of them. Find the natural way to remedy the problem you have. Go ahead, Brother Brad.
It's the same thing, Dave, with the food, what you were saying, find the natural way. I was just getting ready to say, I just want to interject the other part of that. It's a natural cure for everything, that any malady that you have, but you got to take the time to find that leaf, bush, herb, grape, berry. Yep. It's here for you. You just got to be patient and find it. That's what being a junkie to do. You'll find it. For instance, I was reading where chemo does such damage to the body, just about once they hit you with that chemo, most people, the majority of them, don't make it, because it just the cell structure. We plant-based people, once you put that radiation on that plant, it's kind of like they willing you. They killed your whole, the strength of your body, the integrity of the organs, and confuse all your white blood cells and your cells. Same. Just think of how radical that is. I found out too that once I would see junk reader. These boys over in Syria were using radiated ammunition. Once a piece of lead or something like that is radiated,
uranium,
it's forever.
Yeah,
right, yep. It's forever. So if you get shot with that bullet, you're done. I was like, wow, this is how sinister. For instance, I was reading about the AIDS virus. Look, these people sit in laboratories trying to find things that attack the melanin in us. Because you got to remember, the melanin is dominant. They're recessive. So things that work on us won't affect them. Our bones are denser. Their bones are weaker. We're different. We look the same, but we're different. The food they tell you to eat, that food pyramid, that food pyramid is bogus for a person that's melanated. We're supposed to be on a plant-based diet. We're not supposed to be cannibals. And in my older age, I'm finding out I used to be a straight meat eater. I'm telling you, I was a carnivore. I wanted me a little steak and this and that. But I cut 95% of that meat out, almost 99%. I hardly eat any meat. And I feel much better, and I'm a different weight for that. I'm just saying, when you start paying attention to what's going on around you, this food, and just look how they advertise food. Man, they have people posting food like it's sex. I'd be like, damn, was I that bad? Or a hamburger? Oh my goodness. And this stuff, but this stuff is killing you, because it's not really food, it's chemical. It's got so much chemical in a lot of it. And in the pus, I mean, I don't want to grocery, let me just stop, because, man,
no brother
milk,
you got
milk ain't nothing but pus. That's pus. That's all you're drinking is pus. And anyway, milk is for a cow to make a cow get big and strong as fast as possible for a cow. That milk from that cow is not meant to develop the brain of a human. A mother's milk from a mother is meant to develop the brain of a human baby. Why do you think the slave master would put his baby on the black titty? For that great nutrition that she put in that baby. For the things in that baby made that baby develop faster, be stronger, smarter. I keep telling you about that blackness, man. Makes me just mad. I'm screwed up, because I've always been proud to be black. I can't think of nothing better to be on this planet.
In this world.
I hear people talking about black is death and all this crazy shit. I don't look at black like that. That's just a different ideology, too. And I understand the ideology, too. But on the other side of that, back to these to subtle, quiet weapons, food with no nutrition in it, food that you that might have had nutrition in it. Once you put it in that microwave and hit it from the inside out and blow it up, now you eating dead calories. So they no good for your body. So you feeding your body nothing. It got weight, but it's no calorie. It has no value. But people
no caloric,
are not
right. I mean, excuse me. No. Yeah. No nutritional value at all.
Because you just nuked it. You just nuked. If it did have any value, when you put it in that microwave, you just blew it up. You got nothing now. You just eating dead food. And then you wonder why I was 300 pounds, and I didn't even think about it because I thought, you know, I was eating good. Because see, that's the American nonsense. Oh yeah, Red Lobster, this and that. Yeah, ooh, we eating good. Are we really? Right now, I sit before you 170 pounds. Probably could run as fast as when I was young, but I don't run no more.
And you know, Bragg, you know, one of the things that is true, one of the things that we really need to look at is the death by convenience. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, the death by convenience, is like you said, you need to take the time yourself to find out the things that are better for you instead of going to the easy convenience store on the corner that has some corporation name on it where it's a pharmaceutical store or a grocery store that is not providing you, or a fast food chain that is not providing you neither food nor anything that's healthy for you. The thing is this, we have to stop and we have to become ones that are willing to learn. The key to, you know, we talk about it always, you know, my people perish because of a lack of knowledge, but we see that's not it. They perish because they reject knowledge. And in order for you to stop rejecting knowledge, you have to do what? You have to vet it. It's a process where it takes you away from your time. And most of us only want to have our time spent at Master's Plantations and then us on doing nothing after that. And instead of engaging in finding out things and vetting things for yourself, so often we ask somebody for help when we should be helping ourselves. Find out what it is you need to know. And stop relying on other people to provide things for you.
Thank you. And that's the main thing. Stop believing people. Because people,
yeah.
This is the whole game right here. It's a hustle. I come like I'm your friend, but I'm not your friend. But I'm telling you, I'm coming at you like I'm your friend, but I mean you no good. And I sell you this bill of goods, while at the same time, you eat what I'm selling, and it's killing you. Because you haven't given it no thought, because you feel that I'm your friend, but I really mean you no good. I hope I'm making sense. Am I making sense?
Oh, man, perfect sense. Perfect sense.
Okay, because
perfect
people mean you no good, but they come like they're friends, but there's really no benny for you. There's no goods in it for you. There's nothing good for you. But they got you thinking that they're your friend, and they mean you good, but they mean you no good.
Yeah.
It's deep, man, when you think about it.
So true. So true, so true. And it's really a thing
of... tell you and go look, like Dave is telling you, go look into it for yourself. Don't believe what nobody says. Look into it for yourself. You be the one that knows. See, that's the whole thing. If it's a whole bunch of us that look into things, then we become people that know.
Mm.
Knowledge is power, especially collective knowledge. It's power.
Wow.
And it's liberating.
Right.
And it's freeing.
That's
what they fear. That's what they fear. They fear a bunch of people that look like you and me, that are well informed, that are not emotional, and that understand what we're looking at and what we're dealing with. That's what they fear. They fear black excellence in any form, because they know once you reach a certain level, you can't be dealt with except for elimination.
Yep, so true. So true, and this is essential with our thing. We have to have the collective prudence, and because let me tell you, and I tell you why that's so important. Because in order for us to have a culture, we have to have multitudes of people that are teaching the right fundamental practices in order to have sustainability. We gotta stop having professors, doctors, and all these other things. The people have to become wise. and won't reject knowledge. And the key thing with what Brother David, I mean, what Brother Braggs was saying, is that once you start this whole thing, you no longer reject knowledge, you vet it. Because you are a wise individual. See, so many of us are waiting to be schooled in obedience. That is destructive at nature. So true. Well said, Brother Brad. Hey, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61. I'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up with your question or comment that you would like, Dave, to say. This is a collective leaderless movement that needs to happen. Go ahead, Brother Brad.
I'd like to inject one more thing. I was just looking at the news earlier today, and I was trying to check the weather out. Because I was wondering, was I going to jump in the sun run?
Ooh, I'm glad you were going here. Yes, sir.
When I checked it, the main story was that 9 people were killed on the south side. Now, we're in a city of millions of people, but the big story for the day, 9 people were killed over the weekend. Now, you tell me what a story like that for the lead story on a day is going to start with. Does that make your day? I mean, we want the information, but is that, and then we don't know the details of these things that they're saying. They just put it out there, 9 people killed this weekend, bloody weekend. And we having all these bloody weekends, and one of my things about these bloody weekends is people that look like each other that are having these weekends. We shouldn't be having these weekends. The thing is, I don't know how you can really impact this without being right there, standing when these brothers is like, hey, man, don't do this. But we all going to have to start making this same noise and keep this noise, intensify this noise, and raise the vibration on this noise until we heard on young men, stop hurting each other. Stop hurting people that look like you. Now, I would say don't hurt no people, but I can't say it like that. I'm just going to say where it applies to us. I've been around here a few years. When I was a kid, we didn't have this kind of stuff. The toughest thing you was might get your tooth knocked out. You know what I'm saying? You might have got a black eye. But you was going to live through it. All this pulling guns. If you ain't a fighter, then sit your behind down. You got to pull a gun and you run off like a coward. Come on now. We can do better than this. Then you're killing somebody that reflects you. You're killing the reflection of yourself. So,
yeah.
I got a problem with that kind of stuff, that kind of drama. You know, my thing, and I used to be young and I was a hothead at one time, but I learned some point in there, you got to walk away. Otherwise, a lot of people get hurt. And it's just that ego. Once you learn that, control that ego, that self, it's all it is self-control, which
yeah.
Other people don't have. See, they're not raised with self-control. We always had self-control because your mama made sure you had self-control. And my mama made sure I had self-control. Them 9,000 whippings I took, I controlled myself. But a lot of people never had to control themselves because that's privilege. And you can do anything you want, act out any kind of way you want. And no parameters on your behavior or on your mentality. Or what's good or what's bad. So right now you're looking at the world turned upside down. They got people thinking the things that are bad are good. Young women walk around showing their bodies like, man, that's your private body, baby. That's what God gave you. That's the chamber, the stargate to this world. You showing everybody
right.
this sacred? Man, do you know? I don't even want to go over in that because I don't want to start getting too emotional, but some things, my black sisters, everything ain't meant for everybody. Some things are for God and God is only. That's another thing. That's something else. That's personal too. I don't like putting my emotional stuff on stuff. Everybody.
No,
brother.
It's
keep you within parameters.
You spot on as always, and it's amazing because it needs to be said, and we need to start to think a different way so that we can start to actively become and do something different. We need to change. Many things, but the most important thing that we need to change is our overall relationship with our individual selves and stop looking at ourselves as insignificant and start looking at ourselves as the great creating beings and the great creating entities that we really are, so that our gifts won't be squandered in a wasted land of forgotten talents. So true. And you know, Brother Brad, you talked about, and I wanted to touch on this. You talked about the weather, and I know Sister Davis is going, is going to jump on this one.
That's
you
one
know, yeah,
the
weather. Yeah, I know.
I'm telling you, this spread me, man. I'm telling you, I got a problem with that, man. Because you know what? I was reading the thing,
Wait. Let me make this point real quick, because I know this is going to run right into what you're saying. Okay, and I know Sister Davis is out there. She going to turn it over right now. Listen, when we were growing up, Brother Brad, and for people that are in our age bracket, in our age group, anybody that's over 25, okay, would know, maybe not, yeah, 25. Anybody over 25 would may remember this, but anybody over 30 would definitely remember this. When we were growing up, Brother Bragg, when you went outside, there was a yellow golden glow that the sun gave off.
Right.
It was a golden hue that the sun gave off. Now it's a white hue. I remember when the wife and I went to South America on a vacation. And let me tell you something. That sun was a totally different sun. That's when it really started to, I noticed that it was really starting to change from a yellow sun to a white sun. And anybody that is over 30 will remember when they were growing up, there was a yellow tint to everything. It was a yellow tint at sunrise and sunset, and it was also a yellow tint throughout the day. At small parts of the day, it would go to a whitish tint right around 12 noon, and then it would start to go to a yellow tint from there. And that was when I was younger. In my teenage year, it started doing that. But when I was actually younger than that, it would stay golden the whole day. It's totally changed now. And I know, Brother Bragg, this is one of the things, the weather is significant. You know, it's one of the things that you like to monitor and have a close watch in your, you know, your conscience about that overall change.
And look, you know what? One of the things that made me aware of it, my car is black, my truck. I was getting this golden stuff all over my truck like a powder. Then when I looked at the grass and everything real good, it was like golden stuff all over them. When I look at the trees got like black mold on the leaves. Like, man, what the heck are they spraying on? So then I started just paying attention whenever I see them spraying. Sometimes when they spraying, when you come out, your head will be clear, and if you breathe, your nose will get stopped up. And I'm wondering what they're spraying. But when you say the color of the sky, those chemicals, the aluminum and barium and all the stuff that they spraying, just think of how hot that sun is up there. Once they spray that into the atmosphere, sometimes it disperses, but a lot of times if it don't disperse, it clouds up. So then it's a barrier between the sun and us. So that's why we're seeing that haze. I stand out there and look at this, man, because I be tripping. Plus when I see big tic-tac-toe boards over my head, like, man, what the hell is this? And the other thing, I'm like, who the hell is paying for this? This going on all day.
Yeah, all day. Hold on, Brother Brad. We got a caller in queue. Hold on one sec. We got a caller in queue. Let's take the caller because they probably got a question. Hold on. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
This is Jambone from Lubbock, Texas.
Hey, what's up, Jambone? What's happening?
I just got off of work, and I'm about to go eat a nice, healthy salad and visit with my mom a bit.
There you go. You got a question or a comment for Brother Braggs Brother Jambone?
Definitely.
Yes, sir.
Here's the thing I've been pondering for a while, and I've been doing some digging. Remember I was talking about seeing UV ray light in the dark,
and
you walk and look into stars and whatnot. But anyway, when I was talking about seeing shadows, I found out the shadow is supposed to be called, supposedly, shadow people. Let me get on the crazy side, since you were saying, maybe we're crazy. Well, I'm the crazy one.
I love it.
I found out that these shadows are called shadow people, and it didn't explain the feature what I see in the girl with the pigtails, but it did explain with the man with the hat. But to deal with the feature, what I view is the old man, not only with the hat, but also he has a beard. Now, I talked to other people that had some influences in some narcotics, you could say, and they experienced it too. And I'm just a straight up person. All I do is take herbs and work every day. But some other people I looked on YouTube, they had experienced it too. And I was going to ask Brother Bragg, I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name, but right, what is the indication of this? What I'm experiencing?
I can't really speak on that, man. I'm not really sure. You know what? Now, I know that there are people that cross dimensional in many ways, even different ways to come to this dimension. I mean, I was talking to Dave about some stuff like that. It might interest you what I was telling Dave about the dimensions and how we come to this dimension. Now, this might sound strange, but just think about what I'm going to say to you right now. Check this out. You know, everything comes out of the blackness, out of methylene. That methylene is in your pineal gland, and it's created in your brain. The seminal fluid, or sperm, that's created in your brain. That seminal fluid runs down through your spine into your testes, where you carry an individual until it's deposited. This is one part of the plane in the four planes. The man carries the baby for however long, passes it on to the woman. That's two dimensions. The third dimension is when that person comes into this plane. The fourth dimension is when that person leaves this plane, back to the energy from which we come.
Wow.
I'm saying, now most people won't think of that, but think about what I'm saying. And it's scientifically feasible, what I'm saying.
Right.
The other part of that was that a woman can self-pregnate herself. So just think about how powerful a black woman is. When I tell you that a woman, the first woman self-impregnated herself, think about that. She had a clitoris, was the same organ as your penis, so that she could self-impregnate herself. Now, most people don't think about this. They don't even think about this. Whenever you touch your skin, I'm going to show you an interdimensional. Whenever you touch your skin, you're touching your mother.
Mm.
Yeah. But people don't think. I hear men beating women. Whenever you touch yourself, you touch your mother. Always have reverence for the black queen. But people don't think, because you follow these people. Whenever you see, now, I don't really mean to go here, but I'm going to go here since we're right here. When you see all these real light-skinned people, it's the rape of the black woman all over the world that produced these people, that brought them to this plane with us. But people don't see that. But just think about the things I say. They're not erroneous. It's not bogus. Think about it. When you see these people, whether it be Mexican, Puerto Rican, all over the Cuba, Jamaica, Brazil, Puerto Rico, there's one more, Haiti. Oh, America. They had a program where they sent Australian, Englishmen all over the world to impregnate women of color. They call it Black Unique. This is history, bro. This is stuff they don't tell you about. Some of this stuff is so insidious. That's why when you see all these bleached out people, it's the rape of the black woman. Everything comes from the black woman. No, white folks can't make people that look like you and me. No way possible. But we can make them. Check it, Pete Gay. So just think about some of the things I say. That's why I have a problem with black people hurting each other. It's repulsive. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But because they've been trained to do it, because they don't put any forethought, because you want to be gangster. This gangster stuff that was manufactured by your enemies for you to self-destruct, you got to throw that shackle off.
Yeah, so true.
It's a ball and chain, no doubt. I mean, I just want brothers to think. That's all I'm here for, and that's my purpose in life, to make my brothers think. Think about what you do. Think about what's around us. Think about who we are. We more great than you know, but we got to be made aware, because they've thrown a bag over our psychic ability and got us like caged. Don't let nobody cage you in. You infinite. You
and don't claim that cage is your home. Oh man,
same.
Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother Bragg. We're gonna get back to Jambo. We got a couple of people in queue that also. But I just want to say this now, y'all. Just be careful. I'm light skinned, you know, and all of that. You know, I'm just
as
anybody else.
No, historically, better, so you understand.
No, I know. I'm just playing.
You're
just
coming
wanted
off
to say
me,
that.
Brother.
That's right. I'll just play because I know. I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey, I love y'all too. This is amazing as always. Jambone, but you know, did you? I remember having this conversation with Brother Bragg about the dimensions and how he. And he killed me. He absolutely killed me when he said, "Yo, do you realize that you carry children?" And it just killed me because it's absolutely right. It's absolutely right.
That's the metaphysical part of our heritage. That they look. This is what makes us physically, mentally, psychically dead. We were with the physical enemy. We were nature and earth. We were everything. The sun, the stars, the moon. We are everything. We're the stuff the stars are made of. We are. Look, this is literal. I'm not talking about fit. This is literally. We are everything. That's what they right. They won't teach this. Because if they taught you that those stars up there are made out of the same thing that you were made out of, just like the earth and your feet are made out of the same thing that you were made out of, just like the plant is 99% of you, man.
It'd be difficult to enslave you. It would be almost virtually impossible to enslave you. Brother Jambone, we got people that are lining up. Hold on one second. We got to go to a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, well, I'm going to let you make the point that you want to make or ask a question from what Brother Braggs has said is the four dimensions and how us as men, we actually carry the children first. And that is critical. But and also what he said, that the sisters can self-pregnate themselves. And that comes from the overall, because everyone or first is female. Then they can either become male or female based on how they develop. You know, so it's so amazing. So listen, it's the Tando Radio Show, another great show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, if you have a question, a comment that you would like to make, definitely jump in. And those of you that are in queue, hold on one second. We're going to come right to you. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., inside of Texas. And we have with us that comforting, strong light that we have, known as Brother Braggs, is giving us an opportunity to really think and ask some critical questions about ourselves and ask some critical questions about where we're going. So if you'd like to get in on that conversation with Brother Braggs today, definitely join in at 641, area code 715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Then hit star 61. I'll see you in queue, and definitely I'll bring you up. Brother Jambone, did you want to respond, or did you have a question or comment that you wanted to make from some of the things that Brother Bragg had answered in your question?
No, sir. That's going to be all. I appreciate y'all. You know,
let me say this, Brother Jambone. Let me say this.
What's that?
Welcome to the crazy group, because we all crazy.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
let me
sir.
Tell you something. I'd rather be that, because let me tell you something. If I'm crazy, then this world is insane, and that's one thing that will never be a part of me is insanity. But everybody else can have this world, because that's what it is. So much love, much respect, Brother Jambone. Keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate you so much. We got to get you on, too, with some of the things that you, all the stuff that you have come across and investigated, man. I can't wait for that show either. Much love, much respect, Jambone.
Much respect to you, too, brother. I'll talk to you later.
Peace, bro.
Okay. Peace. All right. All right, brother. Brad, we got another caller in queue. Let's go to them. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Brad?
Greetings to you, Brother Dave. This is Ross. Greetings to Brother Brad and all the callers and the listeners. How are you?
Peace. What's up, Brother Ross? Go ahead, brother.
Right. I just wanted to touch base because what you just were talking about as far as the production of children, it's funny because that essay that I sent you is discussing exactly that.
I know. That's why I knew you were gonna call. I was waiting for you to, but we're gonna talk about that essay on the show here. But go ahead and make your point. But just go ahead.
I just wanted to say, in reference to non-compliance being a mental illness, it's just relating to our ancestors when they came up with drapomania, which for those days who ran away from the plantation, they were crazy. So they were cripple them, they were hobble them. Or kill him, you know, for running away too much.
That's where Hogtie came from, that the police use.
Yep, they just resurrect the same old concepts and keep doing the same thing. And the funny part is, like, if you look at the system that we're in, it is almost identical to the Matrix. And it's funny because I coined the acronym for that. Mutant albino terroristic racist indoctrination that is unknown, and it's unknown to the victims, which are us, non-white people, but black people specifically. So when you're talking about, like, the system we're in, everything is completely just back to front, and it that's the way they function. They're functional, psychopathic, terroristic, narcissistic, white supremacists. And when Brother Brad was talking about drugs, and I think he had a relative that was taking 10 drugs, he said, it reminded me...
10 pills, all these pills they got him on. This is legal pills now.
Yes, sir, because my father-in-law was on a slew of drugs. He's like 87.
Man.
And he had gotten really, really sick, almost deathly ill. This is probably almost 2 years ago now. He stayed in the hospital for 2 months. They almost killed him in the hospital because they kept giving him psychotropic sleep medicine because he's an ex-correction officer. So when he has his episodes with Alzheimer's, he goes into thinking he's back in a correctional facility and he'll act out. So they would give him these psychotropic drugs that were actually causing him to have these mild seizures. And this is after we expressly told them not to give him anything like that. And what happened was my wife and I really put him on an all-natural diet. And he takes nothing now. I think the only thing, he doesn't take anything now. Absolutely. Primary care physician was blown away because he's been taking these drugs for like well over 30-something years. He's 87, and literally at 87, we're able to cut out all of his medication just by giving him the right food. So everything that you've been talking about is completely on point. Much love and respect to you all. Blessings to you all. And Brother Braggs, you are sharp. Thank you for being you.
You know what, and I want to just to add on, but as always, Rod, I can't wait for the show that he's going to do with some of the things that he's worked on and working on. Is great. You know, I just want to say this, you know, there is so true, as Brother Braggs was saying, now this is all prescribed drugs, which are more deadlier than anything else. And let me tell you something, do you know the new drug of choice that they're giving everyone that's prescribed is called legal marijuana? Let me tell you something, people. These people are not giving you anything. They just made you think that this was something that needed... This was all a campaign. All a campaign to destroy you. And let me tell you how they're destroying you. They are going to invade your land, and you know what? You'll be too high to respond. You'll be too high.
They already invaded our land. They're on our land right now.
Oh yeah, exactly. But it's going to. But see, the thing is that they want you so high, and the drugs and the so called this legal drug and marijuana that they're giving you. So many of our people run into it as for whatever reason it is. Have these people ever given anything to you that has been sustainably good for you? And this. Legalized marijuana is no different, folks. It's turning you completely zombatized.
I got a difference.
It's synthetic in nature, and it's going to continue. But because we think that we are fighting the power by smoking what they cook, you're not doing nothing but upholding the enslavement.
Brother Dave, could I add something to
that is in our benefit. I think Scotty was saying.
Well, Dave, I got a little bit difference of opinion with you on.
Yeah, that's cool.
On cannabis. Uh-huh. Yeah, man. You know, when I did an interview with what's the name of them? Real News with Jared Ball, Professor Jared Ball. And one of the ways he described Black Talk Radio Network, because that's what he was interviewing me about, was unity without conformity. And that's what we've been talking about. They've been saying those who don't want to conform are, you know, mental illness. And that ties into so many different things, pushing nationalism. Oh, you're not USA, red, white, and blue, go, you know. Something must be wrong with you. You're mentally ill, whatnot. But I got a difference of opinion with you on the cannabis. One of the key things you said is they're giving you something. Well, they didn't give us cannabis. God, the Creator, gave us cannabis, which has been used by man for thousands of years to treat all kind of ailments. The scientific research is in, and it is a natural herb that does not have to be smoked. You know, they derive different products from it to where you get it in a cannabis oil that you just put under the tongue or something
that.
And it treats epilepsy.
All my, kind of stuff.
Yeah, but my brother had seizures.
Listen, they put a federal stamp on marijuana. The largest crop in America used to be the hemp crop. When those people came here, two crops that were cultivated, marijuana and tobacco.
Yeah.
But these things have been with people who look like us, whether they were in Africa, they were used in ceremonies. This stuff has medicinal purposes, and they know it. Matter of fact, if you go check, I think I might have posted that. For 30 years, they've been issuing marijuana to people in Florida. They issue them 300 joints a month. The federal government has been doing that to people, those retirees in Caucasian retirees. I'm going to see if I can dig that out. I'm going to send that to you.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, though, brother,
and they've always known it.
But what I'm saying is they're not giving us anything. The Creator gave us that with the rest of the planet. Now, you can abuse anything, and it becomes a hindrance to you. But what they did was they took it away. They took it away to target so-called Mexican immigrants, then to target so-called black people by deeming a naturally growing plant illegal for men to possess, taking away your God-given choice.
Made white women more successful, more apt to have sex with Mexicans and black people. So that was the stigma that they put on it to get it.
Yeah, or it drove
then
you
it took
crazy.
Away the federal, you can't have cannabis unless you had a federal stamp, which made it a class one title drug, I believe they call it. So what they did, they knew that the indigenous copper color people of the Americas always used tobacco and marijuana. They made it a crime. So you got to remember, America is based on slavery. Once everybody get that in their head, America is founded on slavery. This country, man, founded on slavery. So the whole thing, all the laws were made to enslave the indigenous of this land, the copper color people. Right now, we still suffer from the same thing. All those laws are still on the books. The three-fifths of a man, the Dred Scott, all of these rulings are still laws that stand. People think these laws still stand as laws on the books.
Yeah, good point. Hold on, brother Brad. Scotty, go ahead, because I know it was a point that you were. Go ahead.
I'm gonna wrap it up by saying, you know, God, the Creator, have given us many kind of natural plants, herbs, and what have you, natural medicines to treat all kind of ailments. What man has gave you is these psychotropic drugs that have all these dangerous side effects and whatnot. And there has been a decades-long concerted effort to demonize cannabis. And another reason for that is there are different strains of cannabis. All of it is not for, you know, doesn't give you that mind altering experience, which, you know, cannabis is also good treatment for PTSD. You know what I'm saying?
For,
what have you. But also the paper companies, they also politically played a role in criminalizing cannabis, because there are certain strains that you made rope from it, you made paper from it, you made cloth from it, and the Hearst family. Remember the Hearst family? They own the major newspapers. Well, he owned all these all this acreage. I ain't gonna say he owned it. He stole all this acreage of land, which he was using the trees to make paper to then, you know, print his newspapers on. Well, cannabis, man, it's a weed. It grows wild and whatnot, and you can make all these different products. So they passed these laws, you know what I'm saying, to corner the market and force you to use their products instead of, you know,
see, that's my point. Yeah. Right, Scotty, see, that was my point of the whole thing. I have nothing against what the great creator God Almighty. We're saying the exact same thing. My only contention was this, is that the synthetic version that they are going to now regulate into everything is what is going to destroy us, because that's not what you were talking about, the natural thing, because they're going to change this marijuana to where they're going to put synthetic attributes in it, and they're going to genetically modify it. And this is the plan that they have. And we got to stay... Right, we got to stay where you were saying, Scotty. I firmly believe that everything that God has created is a cure for anything disease that man has now attacked us with. So, yeah, no, I totally agree with you, and I wasn't saying that cannabis is bad or anything else. What I was saying, and I said the synthetic, that was the thing that I'm really concerned about, because they're going to catch us sleeping on that, because we don't know history. See, that won't catch you, that won't catch Brother Brad, that won't catch a lot of people, but our young people, the synthetic side of this whole thing is manufactured in a laboratory, and that is what's going to kill us.
And the other side, Dave, you got to remember who's fighting these boys too, the pharmaceutical companies, the alcohol, cigarettes, that's all who's fighting the cannabis lobby. They fight them tooth and claw, because they know if cannabis is legalized worldwide or all through the United States, those three industries are probably going to be damn near out of business.
Yeah, right. And you know what? We got to do a show on that, because there's a lot of historical significance. Scotty was running down, Brother Braggs ran down a bunch of them from the marijuana stamp and how it came about and everything else and how they changed it. Because, you know, originally it was a drug that white people, they used to have it all up and down the Potomac River. People had in their backyard weeds, cannabis fields, and everything else. LaGuardia in New York said, no, I'm not. Yeah, he said, I'm not going to criminalize marijuana in New York City, this and that. And they got pissed at him. But, yeah, we got to have a show on it, because it's so true. I am in full agreement with you, Scotty, and full agreement with you, Brother Brad. The thing that I'm concerned about is the synthetic nature that they would like to bring in. Hey, we got some calls we got to go to. We got two that's in there. Hold on, brothers. We're going to go to you right now. Welcome, brother, to our sister, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where you're calling from? What is your question or comment? Area code 754. Go ahead, 754. You're on air. Go ahead. Okay, they dropped off. All right, let's go to another brother. Welcome, brother, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where you're calling from? What is your question or comment?
Hey, what's going on, Dave? This is Tommy.
What's up, Tommy? How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, chilling, man. I just been observing the conversation. What's going on, Brother Bragg?
All right.
All right. Yeah. I appreciate the knowledge and information, and I agree with Brother Scotty came in and kicked in terms of understanding, you know, what's going on in terms of the marijuana thing as well. But I feel what they're saying in terms of the medicinal and aspects of it that people from our culture have used throughout history. But what you're saying in terms of what the manipulation they're going to do with this super synthetic weed that they're calling loud, and how it's going to negatively affect our population is on and popping, and it's straight on point.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to say in relation to the deeper conversation we've been having about our connection we're having with these colonizers and the historical relationship we've had. You know, how we've been calling out the devilishness of all behaviors from day one. But
yeah.
I think we need to take it to the next level and start getting to a point to where for us to save our children and start preparing our children for another future outside of this mindset, we have to figure out a way as African men, black men, Moors, however we want to identify ourselves. You know, and that's open for debate. But we need to start planning on ideas on how we can remove our children from close proximity to their culture and their education. And if we can remove our children and start removing ourselves from any influence that they may have, but if we can definitely get it to the children, then we can start to break this cycle that we find ourselves on, having this lust for this culture that is basically anti our culture and killing us from the inside out. So,
well,
you know, and, yeah, so I feel the conversation is heavy, Brother Bragg. You know, I'm looking forward to you being on the show more often because I feel you bringing a heavy dynamic and it's positive. But I just wanted to say overall, man, this is a positive show, Brother Dave, and the information y'all was kicking is on point.
Thank you. Thank you, Tommy. Call anytime, man. Great, great points. And we are all in agreement with everything. And this is what's important about us is, and I'm going to tell you, Tommy hit on a point, that is so true. It's all about the legacy and the culture that we will establish for our children to pass on, because we have to establish this now, even for the children that we have yet not named. That's what this is all about, and it can be done, and it has to start with just a few of us and then let everybody else execute their free will. We will execute ours and watch what we do, and this is a collective prudence
Absolutely.
That we are all on. Much
Absolutely.
Love, much respect, brother.
And let me say one more thing, Dave, and that's what I was
sure,
saying.
Sure,
sure. That's what I was saying. If we can, we have to create that separation. The problem is we are indoctrinated with this European culture from every aspect, whether it's through the radio, the television, all the devices that we're on. You know, they are hitting our children at a very young age. They're getting us from all angles. So we have to figure out a buffer zone, create some separation. You know, we understand how we can, you know, act within a body of politics, charters, associations. We understand what these things are, but we got to create some type of separation from this a negative culture if we want to start seeing a different result in our children.
Well, Tommy, you know what? I've just coined you the mayor of Africa Town because that is the truth. And you know, politician. A politician will lie to keep you from the truth. You are a true artist, brother. You do it because it's real. And I appreciate you, Mayor Tommy.
Yes, sir, Brother Dave. I appreciate it, man. Y'all keep it positive, man. I appreciate it.
For sure,
sir,
man. Tommy
too.
Hit on, you know, Brother Braggs, Tommy hit on some real points. And it's, you know, and it's so funny, Brother Braggs, that those are some of the same conversations that we've had. And then some of the same conversations.
That's what I was
saying. It's really funny because I know Tommy, you know, and I talk to Tommy, and Tommy, you know, Tommy is one of those brothers that care first about our children, and really what Tommy does is he tries to, okay, now how do we point this in the direction that we need to go? And let's get going on that direction and establish the fundamental practices that are going to be able for us to sustain the direction that's in our best interest. And that's what we really need among ourselves, and that's what's really critical. And we are doing that because why? Black Talk Radio Network and the programs that are brought to you here, that's what the target is. That's what the demographic is. That's what we want. Brother Braggs, I want to give you some final thoughts before we get out of here. I hate that it, you know, I tell you, I hate, you know, a lot of shows that end, but, you know, it never ends. We always continue on this whole journey. But, you know, I want to leave you, the guest, with some of the things that you would like to talk about from what you've heard and how you're feeling at this time.
Some of the main things I just want young people to start thinking. Because you know what? I see a lot of things, man. I've seen some videos of young people, women fighting, man, just the most ratchet things that you can imagine. And I hate to even use that word ratchet, uncool, uncivilized, that my sisters get out in the street and roll around. Now look, I come from the hood. Don't think I'm talking down to nobody. But at a certain point, that kind of behavior, after 12 years old, that kind of behavior is like redundant. I mean, what's going to come of it? You know, the only thing you can do is bring destruction, and that's self-control once again. Why would you want to put your hand on somebody that looked like you anyway? I'm saying, these things that, see, it's too much of this television, this mindless behavior, because you watch all this nonsense on TV, then you want to come out, act real bad, be ignorant, talk bad to people that are older than you, disrespect women that you don't know, and just act foolish, and there's no reason for it. Once you realize that you are of God, you are God, you'll stop acting like that. But you first got to become aware of who you are and stop letting people tell you who you are. That's our main problem. Stop letting people define us. We must define ourselves.
Well, so true. That's why, that's, you know what, say. You know, that's because in this world, we have to understand that no longer can people talk about us. They have to sit down at the table and negotiate with us, because negotiation comes from a position of advantage. And you know, Brother Bragg, I'm glad you talked about the sisters fighting and the brothers fighting. Let me tell you what this is all about. They are trying to bring you to the point to be as brutal as them and as the system. This is why you have MMA fighting. This is why you have Hunger Games. This is why they have all of these things, because they want you to desensitize yourself from being loving, from being one that creates to one that destroys. Why? Because they want to bring in another form of destruction, and they want you to be a force multiplier in it, and to destroy and to have knockout games and all these other things with everybody else around you, because now you are serving their master.
Don't
at some point or some time, get off your knees.
That's the thing.
Right, get off
Don't
your knees
your
and stand on your feet. Brother Braggs, I want to just thank you so much. Great, great show. All the brothers that called. Sisters, would love to hear from you from time to time, because your voice is so, so important, and it really does add a different direction for us all. This is about us, the collective movement of us all. Let me tell you something. We are not in disagreement of anyone. There are many people that have been deceived by this program, and by the program of destruction. Let me tell you something. They don't care about other folks either. They're going to use them to maintain their overall ways and means. Your way of life provides for their means of life. Don't let that escape you, because we have the opportunity to create the heaven right here that is our whole lives. Much love, much respect to you all. God willing, is never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later, and it will be at another time in another space, but it is all a part of eternity. So looking forward to Brother Braggs. Thank you so much for who you are, as they said, and what you do, and looking forward to having you on more often. At any time, jump in, because this is all about our shows. Much love. Absolutely. Thank you so much, brother.
Hey, Dave, peace to the gods, to the goddesses, to the netters, to the netteroos. Love one another.
Peace.
That's all I got to say. Peace.
Peace, peace. All right, y'all. God willing, we'll talk to you all soon. As always, it's never about, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.